Yeah, so it's not just a name. They are business-grade radios, you know. They're duty-rated, you know, so they, you can drop it, you know, from, like, 6 feet up. You can go swimming with it. You can stay underwater for, I think it's, like, 30 minutes at 10 meters, or maybe it's 10 minutes at 10 meters or something like that, but it's, long story short, it can go underwater for a good amount of time and fairly deep. It's kind of also, I think, like a lot of boof wings or boof, whatever they're called, they're kind of like a software-defined type of radio, whereas the APXs actually use, like, you know, the normal hardware that's a little bit, and I could be misspeaking here, but it's my understanding is that the build inside the Motorola's is more robust, and you know, I know that it's more robust, but it's from, I think there's different methods of building a radio. One is kind of software defined, and the other one is like hardware defined. And I think the APXs and Motorola's in general tend to go to the hardware route, that produces a more, you know, robust radio and with a longer duty cycle, and, you know, it should last 15 years, whereas, you know, a UV32, which I have played with, you know, they're not gonna withstand being out in the rain and all that.